This episode is sponsored by the Learn Jazz Standards Inner Circle. If your goal is to level up your jazz playing this year and feel confident improvising over jazz standards, the Inner Circle has everything you need and more. With monthly jazz standard studies, a library of powerful courses, and a vibrant community of like-minded musicians, you're guaranteed to improve your playing every single month. Podcast listeners can get 50% off their first month when you go to ljsinnercircle.com. That's ljsinnercircle.com or find the link in the show notes. Now, on to today's episode. All right, everybody, what's going on? Brent here from Learn Jazz Standards. Welcome to another episode of the Learn Jazz Standards podcast. I'm answering your jazz and music questions 5 days a week to help you have more fun than ever playing music and to help shorten the learning curve on your jazz journey. We have a great question today. This one comes from Cherie Vodica, and let's give it a listen.
Hey, Brent, Cherie Vodica, Raleigh, North Carolina. I've been a member of the LJS online community for a while and have taken advantage of a lot of the great resources there. So thank you and your team for all that work that you put into that. It's been great. I do, however, find myself spending a lot of time in my lonely music room by myself, especially since the pandemic. Prior to the pandemic, I did take advantage of a local jazz venue that had some combos that people could come together and play, and you could try your skills out with other people, which, you know, I always felfelt like I was the least skilled person in the room. And because of that, and because I do spend so much time playing by myself, I don't feel that confident getting back out there again and getting together with other people to play. So I wonder if you have any suggestions about how to get yourself in the mindset to be able to get back out there, put yourself out there when you've been kind of doing your own thing in your own room for a long time. Thanks so much. Bye.
Hey, Cherie, that is something that a lot of people can relate to. So again, you're not alone. And, you know, a few episodes ago, we talked about, you know, this idea of mindset around playing with others. And some of what you're talking about is what we talked about then, having a little bit of musical self-doubt, which again is completely normal and healthy to a certain degree, right? Where it becomes unhealthy is when it stops us from taking the desired actions that we want to take, that deep inside we want to be able to do, right? You want to go and play with other people. I can tell that much. However, it's that lack of confidence that you have that's holding you back, right? So I think we have to go back and refer to that other episode here and, you know, just mention that part of what's going to help you feel, you know, confident and ready to go play with other musicians again is shifting that mindset back to everything is an experiment, right? Everything is a learning experience. Nothing is a failure. Nothing is, and even it's not everything is a success, right? I mean, even if you go and you play really well, we can call it a success, right? But it's really just something for us to learn from, to go, hey, I felt pretty good about that. How do I get more of that? Or I didn't feel as good about that. How do I get more? How do I improve on that, right? It's a subtle mindset shift, but it's still very powerful. Now, this is what I like to do whenever I'm noticing that I'm feeling not ready to go play with other people. I start asking myself why. Right? So is it just that I have self-doubt, right? Or I'm playing a social game with myself where, oh, I'm not the best player and therefore I'm scared to show my skills or disappoint people or that they won't like my playing or so on and so forth. Or is there a preparation element to it? And so regardless of which one it is, I'm making note of that and then I'm coming up with solutions, right? We talked about this a month or so ago about getting prepared for jazz jam sessions. And so this also applies here as well, where, you know, we want to go and be a fly on the wall. So you haven't played at one of these things in a long time. That's okay. Why don't you show up and just see what are people playing right now? What songs are they playing? Are there any songs that you don't know that you can, you know, learn or brush up on? You have the Inner Circle community available to you, right? Is there a place where you can start sharing your playing a little bit more and asking for some honest feedback to ask where are the gaps that need to be filled so that you can work on those things to get more prepared to play with other people, right? These are some things that I would start doing. I would start kind of making an inventory of, hey, I'm worried about this. What's one thing I can do to help dispel that fear a little bit, right? So that's what I would recommend doing. Like, start making a list of those things and finding solutions, whether it be, you know, getting feedback in your Inner Circle community, whether it be learning more tunes that you're realizing they're playing at these sessions. You know, any of those things. Maybe it's not going and playing in such an official setting right away. Maybe it's easing your way in a little bit and finding one other person that you know that you can jam with, right? That way you're not diving into something that might feel like the deep end for you right now, but instead you're finding a safer space to start playing with other musicians and getting out of your practice room and feeling stuck, right? Now, at the end of the day, you can never discount the good old fashioned exposure therapy, right? Where it's like, hey, you know, I do feel nervous to go play with other people, but sometimes when we actually get there and do the thing, we realize that it's not quite as bad as we thought it was going to be. And we also realize that's kind of the only way we can start putting some of these mindset shifts into practice is if we actually put ourselves in the situation. Right. When we get so comfortable playing in our practice room all the time, we make the thing scarier than it actually is. Right. We think too much about it, playing with other people, not being the best player in the room. I haven't played with other people in a long time. I'm probably going to suck. Right. This is when these dangerous thoughts enter our head and they fester. And sometimes just to get rid of those or to at least de-escalate these thoughts is just to go into the situation, you know, as prepared as you can be, of course, but then just allow yourself to experience that. And again, have that mindset of experimentation and, you know, learning, like a learning mindset versus a fixed mindset of I did bad or I did good. It's more of an observation mindset. So these are things that I think will help you to have that courage to go out and start playing again. And so I hope that you'll consider some of these as you go out. And I hope that sooner than later, you will go out and jump in and start playing with other people. Because again, it sounds like something that you want to do. If it was something that you didn't actually want to do, and you were more than satisfied with just, you know, making your relationship with music something that you do by yourself in your practice room, I would say, hey, you shouldn't worry too much about it, right? But because that is your desire, and it does happen to be the desire of many musicians, these are the things that you should do. And I think that you should just get out there and give it a shot and get your feet wet again. And you'll start getting into the flow of things, I think. And there's going to be some great lessons for you to learn when we start playing with others again. All right, so that's all for today's episode. Remember that knowledge without action isn't really knowledge at all. And remember that a lot of practice time isn't near as valuable as just a little bit of quality practice time. Of course, remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and we'll see you in the next one. Cheers. Hey, podcast listener, would you like to ask me a jazz question and get it answered here on the show? Then go to learnjazzstandards.com/ask. That's learnjazzstandards.com/ask. I look forward to hearing your question and answering it on a future podcast episode. learnjazzstandards.com/ask, or find the link in today's show notes.